From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Malone, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. These are challenging times. The COVID-19 pandemic has tested our institutions, our businesses, and ourselves in ways many of us could have not predicted. When we started this podcast, we focused on crisis management as the pandemic raged. Season 2 was all about resilience in the face of uncertainty. And our new season will look at what has emerged as the dominating theme of the pandemic, transformation. From products and services and consumer relations to future plans and how these leaders themselves have personally transformed. We'll be going in depth to learn just how much our world has changed. Enjoy. Today, I'm joined by Joe Collier, the president of Mainsail Lodging and Development. Joe, welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me. Nice to see you, Abby.
So you have multiple hotel offerings that are opening their doors in 2021 to include the Wiley Hotel and the Epicurean Atlanta. Why do you think the timing is still right to go ahead with these projects? And how has the current state of the pandemic impacted those plans?
Well, from an investment standpoint, you know, once you've got that much money invested in capital infrastructure, you know, based on a building like that, you've got to go ahead and move forward to open these hotels. So our druthers would be to open them both probably in the fall, but the Wiley's going to open, looks like on June 1st. The Wiley, by the way, is in the old Fourth Ward up near Ponce City Market in Atlanta. And then the other hotel is in Midtown, the Epicurean Atlanta. That hotel is going to open in August. So the timing of that one is probably perfect, in my opinion. You know, with the extraordinary investment, debt service that starts to crank, just sitting there and having the hotel be idle is probably not a great idea. And I do think by the time we get to summer, business travel is going to pick up. Leisure travel has already picked up. Our existing hotels do extremely well on the weekends. We're already selling out with staycations and things like that. So both of those hotels will serve that market well. We just need the business travel to come back. So we're forging ahead and both those hotels will open. And I do think you'll start to see business travel pick up this summer. My opinion is that salespeople are going to be the first ones that want to come back. When you see your client having a glass of wine and dinner with your competitor, and you're trying to conduct business via Zoom, and you're going to feel like you're disadvantaged. So I do think salespeople will be the first ones kind of driving that. And when salespeople in general are active and they, you know, they're gregarious and they want to get out anyway, they're social animals. So I think we'll be okay.
And what gives you the confidence that that will start to change this summer?
Based on the pace I'm seeing of the vaccines, and again, that's just speculation on my part. The people that I know in the healthcare business that have gotten their vaccinations, the people that have taken their parents to get vaccinated, et cetera. So I think as they streamline the system over the next 60 days, I think we're going to start to see more and more people out and about moving around. The whole thing right now with the Super Bowl promoting vaccinations, just to give you an example, our hotel in Tampa, the Epicurean, we have all the vaccinated healthcare workers that the NFL is sponsoring to kind of honor healthcare workers and also promote the vaccine. So each NFL franchise is sponsoring 4 vaccinated healthcare workers. And so 128 people will be checking into our hotel this weekend. And so my staff, they're excited because none of our guests will have cooties. Yeah, they can feel good about that. And we're honoring the healthcare workers in that fashion. So, and that will promote the vaccine, in my opinion. Say, look, you get the vaccine, you get to go to the Super Bowl.
Exactly. And as we're filming this, we're looking at the Super Bowl will be happening next weekend in Tampa, where you're based. What is kind of the buzz in the city right now?
Oh, well, Tampa's got Brady fever. And as you can imagine, I mean, faith is being projected on buildings. I mean, that guy who could own this town right now. It's hilarious. And we have a good team. And so everybody's very excited. It's a great lift for us. You know, in spite of what's going on with COVID, et cetera, it's a wonderful thing for our town. It's very exciting. Everybody's, you know, running around downtown and looking at what's going on. The logos are everywhere. So a lot of excitement.
That's wonderful. Innovation and technology has transformed the hospitality industry, both from a look as well as an operation standpoint. How much of this transformation do you expect to be permanent? And what can we expect to subside as we hopefully begin to feel some kind of normalcy in 2021?
There's no question that some of the sanitation standards that we have now created are going to last forever. The things that we're doing with remote controls, the way we're dealing with spacing people out in a healthy way, some of that may be reduced, but the safety protocols, I think that's going to stay. Our hotel is going to just be a lot cleaner. I don't think we're going to be spraying chemicals all over the place. And I'll give you an example. There's a technology called Synexis that we're using in our corporate office. And one of our hotels that we manage for someone else, he invested the money to put the Synexis technology in his hotel. And in our building, it's basically up in the air conditioning system, and it runs it through this Halo, you know, technology, and it literally wipes out any microorganisms that are in the air. And we've been relatively healthy in our building. We've had it installed now for about 6 months. And I have to say, knock on wood, it has worked really well for us.
Interesting. You know, gaining back consumer confidence, and when you mention technologies like this, that is a part of gaining back that consumer confidence as we bring the hospitality industry back in 2021. How will you continue to transform your offerings and adhere to guidelines while maintaining the quality of experience that a guest would expect when visiting one of your offerings?
So I don't know if you noticed, or some people may or may not have noticed, prior to COVID, there were some things happening in the fit and finish of hotel rooms. We were doing away with guest carpeting in some areas. So when you go to your room, you're getting more hard surfaces, things that are easier to clean, less ability to trap microorganisms. So you already had cleaner kind of hotels moving along. Nothing worse than going to a hotel that's got old carpet and you get kind of skeeved out by that. That has been changing over time anyways. Now, getting people to confident that these rooms are extra clean, that's what we're all about. So again, I don't want people to think that rooms are just coated with chemicals, because that's not where technology is headed. I think it's going to be more about airflow and sanitizing the air in a healthy way.
Given the difficulties for smaller hotels faced in this past year, how do you view the potential of possible consolidation within the hospitality sector as we enter into 2021? And what opportunities might arise from transforming your own business, for example, buying properties rather than leasing them?
We've had a good run during COVID. I hate to say, even though it's been difficult with our operating properties and dealing with some of the challenges in the roller coaster of COVID, that has been tough for us. We've had to furlough some employees. We brought some back, and we had to go back and forth in that regard. But as a company, we've been growing. I think that boutique hotels, people like boutique hotels. That's where they want to stay. When I travel with my spouse, I don't necessarily want to stay in a big 1,000-room kind of regular institutional type property. I think people are looking for more of an authentic experience. Luckily, those hotels are a little more scalable. So boutique hotels usually have a little bit better food and beverage offering. We feel like in our business, if you execute F&B really well, food and beverage, then people will want to stay in your hotel and they may be willing to pay a little bit more. So going forward for us, in terms of consolidation, the hotels that are going to be struggling right now in the near and midterm are going to be the really big houses. The 1,000-room hotels with massive convention centers, because they're not getting any group business, and those groups have all been now put out further and further. I do think that's going to come back. There's a lot of people conduct business through trade shows and those type of sales outings, and they need those. They need the national auto dealers needs to get together, and they need to look at their technology. They need to collaborate. We do a lot of business with Google, and they have told us that they are better at collaborating. You would think with all their technology, they would be the king of Zoom. But they say their software engineers do better when they're in a room together. They can solve a problem in a few hours that might take 4 or 5 days when everybody's scattered. So I do think certain groups of people need to get together, and that will continue to happen. The debt world is going to drive some of the consolidation. The guys that have unwieldy big giant loans or CMBS loans, that's going to cause some consolidation for sure.
And through all the challenges and all the events that you experienced over the past year, how have you personally transformed?
Oh, it's been an interesting experience for me. Working on my own empathy towards people and their other situations that they have. At first, I felt like I needed to keep the candle lit at Mainsail World Headquarters. And so I didn't miss a day of work. I've been traveling. I've been on, 30 airplanes in the last year. Continue to drive the ship in that regard. But I do know that people have someone at home with a compromised condition or an elderly parent or some situation. So at first I was like, where is everybody? Let's get in the office. Come on, let's go. We got to keep things going here. We have all these employees. We got a lot of mouths to feed. and we're a growing company. So I think for me, I've certainly learned, you know, to take care of yourself and also have a little bit of empathy towards people and their lives and what's going on for them. And I think that's helped me. And communication is so big. We've done a bunch of videos and a lot of outreach to our staff to make sure they know what's going on. And that's been helpful. They need to know what's going on. And I think it makes them feel good when they see folks in the office at the top that are there working and swinging the bat in that regard, but then also hearing the information, you know. Nothing worse than not having the information. That's where you get into trouble. People start making their own speculation if they don't have communication from the top.
You have been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.